I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
ago. Sunday means celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about
Dumois. I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week.
This week, we're talking about a Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce update, Shawn Mendes cult rumors, a John Mayer dating update, Joe Burrow engagement rumors, more on Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny, Corey Perry and Connor Bedard, and some hot new blind items. Let's get started.
Before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Hi, Ferris.
Hey. Happy post-Thanksgiving.
Happy post-Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thankful for you.
Really? How nice. So sweet. Hope everyone had a nice holiday who celebrated. If you didn't celebrate, hope you had a nice weekend and beginning to your week. All right, let's get right into it. It's just me and Ferris today.
Hit it. I just wanted to say it smells really festive in here.
Oh.
Like the candle just hit me.
It did? You just got a whiff?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Thank you. Trying to get into the holiday spirit.
Amazing. Okay, topic number one, a Taylor and Travis update.
Okay, everyone's been asking for a Taylor and Travis update if there's more information about this supposed proposal. Unfortunately, there is not any more information, but since the last episode aired, I would like to say that after speaking to a few people or a few more people about this, I'm going to go on record saying I think if there is an engagement, it will be after the Super Bowl, because we first heard potentially her birthday or maybe Christmas, but now I'm thinking after the season. What's your prediction on that?
I'm thinking you're right. He needs to focus on the rest of the NFL season. He needs to just lock that down, make sure everything's solid and have like a clear head and be able to enjoy it if that's what really is going to go down.
I was also asked about the claim that Travis asked Mr. Swift for permission to marry Taylor. I don't know if that's true. It could be true by now. I think we reported it like two episodes ago at the time. Maybe it wasn't true, but I'm not sure. I can't confirm whether or not that's true or not. But if a engagement is imminent in the next couple months, I would think that it could potentially be true.
Yeah, I agree with that. definitely a possibility. I mean, she's in Kansas City right now.
She flew to Kansas City straight from
Sao Paulo.
Okay, well, that's not the point of talking about Taylor and Travis. I just want to clear those two things up because I read a statement and it wasn't 100% confirmed, but I think people took it as confirmation.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, because rereading even our newsletter, it seems like we're making this like super bold statement.
Oh, really? Okay,
good. A little bit, but that's not to say that we're not right.
No, I know, right. But I just wanted to clarify that I do think that it's going to be after the season, and I'm not sure if Travis asked Mr. Swift for permission at this point. This morning, I had the opportunity to be on the Ryan Seacrest show. Ryan was so nice and so welcoming. His team also so nice and so welcoming. I was on the show to talk about Taylor and Travis. I thought I was going to talk about the timeline of their relationship, so I had all these notes prepared, but we winded up not really talking about that. So I have all these notes. Should I just share them?
Okay. Yes, please.
This is things that people might already know. So, you know, if you want to say, yes, girl, give us nothing, we already knew this, fine. If you want to listen along for a more definitive timeline of the Taylor and Travis relationship saga, then you could listen to this portion. Okay. July 8th, Travis attends Taylor's concert in Kansas City. He makes her a bracelet with his phone number on it. He doesn't get the opportunity to see Taylor because she wasn't accepting visitors after the show. She was resting her voice. July 19th, paparazzi pictures of Travis leaving Zero Bond in New York City were taken. So between July 8th and July 19th, Taylor and Travis started talking. And July 19th is the date of their supposed first date at Zero Bond. Why Zero Bond? Because they have a very strict no photos policy. It is a members only club. So the perfect place to be on a very discreet first date. So according to this timeline, Taylor and Travis started talking around July 16th. Now, I heard that Taylor got Travis's number from Miles Teller. So I don't even know if she ever really received the bracelet.
That would be such a cool way. Like, just thinking about that. I didn't even know that that was the way that he
gave
bracelet? The number.
You didn't know that?
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But
so
still,
I don't
so
know if
cute.
She, like, saw the bracelet and was like, 1-866-223-5757, you know, like I don't think that's how she got his phone number. That's not what I heard. I heard that she received it from Miles Teller, but he wasn't the only person that had a hand in setting them up. After the concert, Travis did an interview where the interviewer, or maybe his brother, I'm not exactly sure, were giving him a hard time about the bracelet with the phone number on it. They had asked Travis if Taylor had reached out to him after the bracelet, and he said, we're not talking about Taylor Swift. I know you guys know the interview I'm referring to. I think that was his exact quote. We're not talking about Taylor Swift. Well, at that time, she had obviously reached out to them, and they had seen each other a few days prior to this interview. Then we skipped to training camp. The Chiefs training camp was between July 23rd and August 17th. They saw each other again in the middle of training camp, and then he spent a few days with her right after training camp. So right before the season, they hung out a couple times again. The season started on September 7th. Taylor attends the Bears versus Chiefs game on November 24th. That's when things started to really solidify between them. And then by October 1st at the Jets game, they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Pretty fast.
Well, not really. We're talking July 16th to October 1st. That's normal.
I guess.
To start dating someone in July October, and then November. By October, by the end of September, October, to be boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't think that's fast.
I guess you're right.
I don't think that's fast at all. Anyway, so that's the timeline I was able to piece together. I think it's pretty accurate as far as dates go. It could be off one or two dates, so don't come at me. We know that Taylor is in Kansas City right now. Like I said, Travis was seen yesterday at Trader Joe's getting ice cream, followed by a trip to the Hen House to buy eggs, bacon, and breakfast items.
Which might sound like a farm to some of us living on the East Coast or the West Coast, but it's a popular grocery store.
The Hen House is a popular grocery store.
Hen House Market.
And all these places are by his new house. We now know, I think Daily Mail just reported this morning, he has moved into his new house. Taylor is staying there with him. I think I read the headline that said Taylor has moved into his house. I think that they got a little liberal with the wording there. I don't know if she's officially moved in. Like, I don't think a U-Haul.
Like, she has a toothbrush and a drawer.
Exactly. Like, I don't think a U-Haul will be, like, parked in his driveway, like, unloading guitars and a piano so she could, like, write music. Yet. Let me say yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yet. So cute. He was at the store picking up different items.
Breakfast items.
Yeah. Somebody also wrote in today and said Taylor is now in Kansas City and they both were in his Rolls Royce speeding through Nativity Parish's school zone.
Yikes.
Yeah. Slow down there.
Slow down. Pump the brakes. Pump the kids.
Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes for the kids, Travis.
Jeez.
Anyway, so that's all that's going on. Trader Joe's, the Hen House, driving around town. Nothing really that exciting.
It sounds like the perfect little domestic relationship.
I agree.
It's so cute.
I agree.
Ugh.
Okay, that's a wrap on them.
I love it. Okay, topic number two. Is Shawn Mendes really in a cult, do? Is your boss in a cult? Yes or no?
Okay, so I would like to say that this episode is dedicated to the fans because a lot of the information that we're to talk about thus forward is provided by the fans, including the information regarding Shawn Mendes being involved in a cult. I've posted about this hoping that somebody would write in with some solid intel, but alas, nobody knows if Shawn Mendes is in fact in this cult, but all signs point to yes. And we'll go through a few of those signs, but let's first talk about the cult. What is the name of this cult?
It's called,
by the way, is cult a bad word? I know we've talked about this a million times. Okay. They don't call themselves a cult.
So it's, you know, what's interesting is like, I feel like, and I could be wrong about this, but the word cult comes from the word culture, right? So it's like a group of people that share the same ideals and beliefs. So like, I think the word cult really has a negative connotation.
Yes.
However, I think maybe some cults could be considered something a little bit more positive than is being portrayed. Now, I am not a cult expert.
Did you make that up, by the way, or are you sure that cult came from culture?
So I did make it up from my from my head.
Fuck.
But doesn't it kind of sound like could be it? Let me just like take to the internet real quick.
I mean, no, I don't even want to know. Let's just go with that. Let's just go with that.
But doesn't it make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's call it culture.
Right. So it's like
What culture group is Shawn potentially in?
Okay, it's called the Modern Mystery School, and I'll read a little bit about it from their website. The website states, by definition, a mystery school is a body of initiates who have dedicated themselves to preserving, protecting, and perpetuating the mystery teachings. And then throughout the ages, mystery schools have hidden in plain sight. They built noble temples all over the world. There's currently 7 of them around the world, one being in North America. And they provide services to the public and behind closed doors for only, quote, those who have eyes to see and those who have ears to hear, which Shawn Mendes absolutely has those eyes and those ears.
Okay, so just to interject with this little tidbit, people thought that Miley Cyrus was part of this culture group, but she is not. She was just pictured with two people who are and rumors started swirling from this picture. But I reached out to someone who would know if she was part of it or not, and they said she isn't. So fans have been noticing that Shawn Mendes has been associating with people who are part of the Modern Mystery School, one of those people being his new alleged girlfriend, Charlie. Okay, so somebody wrote in explaining all of this to me. So let me just read their message. And again, thank you to the fans for piecing all of this together. This is not my research. This is research from the fans who follow really the Instagram activity of Shawn Mendes and of the people that he's associated with. Also paparazzi pictures. There were some paparazzi pictures that were submitted to me that back up some of this information. So this person says that there are three gurus that Shawn has working with that are all connected and have ties to the Mystery Church and work with the church and hold conferences, joint seminars, and breach church teachings. Okay, so I don't know what that means, but it kind of makes me think that these gurus go a little rogue.
Yeah.
Did that give you like a rogue vibe?
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
All three of these gurus are tied to Charlie, Shawn's girlfriend. Okay, this is this person calling Charlie Shawn's girlfriend. I have no idea if she is in fact his girlfriend, and have worked with her for years. She's helping organize events and promote them and recruit people for the events since she had no work in the industry and hasn't been working. By the way, she was a host, like an entertainment news host.
Oh.
Like a broadcaster.
Okay.
So that's what this person means by she hasn't been working. She's lived with two different communes who were part of all of this. One for 3 years before moving in with Shawn. Now, we don't know for a fact. I don't think that she's living with Shawn. Maybe the fans know, but I have not been told that. Here are the three gurus. The main one is Andre Duckum. How do you think you say that?
Duquem?
D-U-Q-U-M. I don't know how to pronounce that. Duquem. Who has worked with Charlie for over 3 years, and she attends all his seminars and promotes them. The second is Garen Jones, an ex-con turned spiritual guy. He and his wife have worked with Charlie for over 4 years, and he was pictured on November 22nd yelling at Shawn leaving his house in the AM without shoes. Now, this is the paparazzi picture that I'm referencing. The person did send proof of Garen Jones. It looks like he's yelling at Shawn. Maybe he's shouting like, hey, you forgot your shoes. I don't know. But there is a paparazzi picture of this. Okay, Danny's coming through. It's Duquem, Andre Duquem. Thank you, Danny. Both of these guys follow Charlie, and there are pictures of her at events and her promoting their events. Then there's Dr. Gabor Mate, connected to both Andre and Garen and the church. He has held speaking events for the church. Now, what the actual cult is, I don't know. Or if it's a chapter of the church. Several say it's a chapter from a church. Most fan accounts say Charlie was Shawn's handler, and now they are together and she's moved in, and others from the church or group stay with them too. So in short, all are connected. The men he's been seen around town with are connected to the church in some way or another.
Wow.
All of this information has fans worried. Now, I have been warned by people that fans are sort of like making a mountain out of a molehill because they don't like Shawn with Charlie romantically. But I've seen the evidence. Like, she is part of the church. He is pictured. Look at this. Someone sent me a picture from January. It looks like it's a podcast recording. Shawn was there. Charlie was there.
Andre
was there. So Shawn is...
he's participating in whatever
participating
organization this is.
Yeah. Right. So...
and does that make sense? Like, based on, like, what we see, like, how he's portrayed in, you know...
well, I have...
this kind of free...
exactly.
Thinking
exactly.
Spirit. And by the way, I just have to clear it up. I looked it up. Cole is absolutely... having nothing to do with the word culture. I think it should, but it actually comes from The etymology of it comes from the Latin word colere, and then cult, which means inhabited, cultivated, worshipped. Oh. And now early 17th century, it became cult as we know it today. So it's really like inhabited, cultivated, worshipped. I guess, like, I don't know. I feel like culture is a much better, whatever. I just wanted to clear that.
Okay, well, thank you for clearing your name. So people listening won't be like, what a stupid bitch.
Right.
Okay.
Continue on.
So the point is that regardless if he is officially a member of the modern mystery Scooby-Doo school, because that's what it sounds like to me.
It does.
Or not. Fans are worried. Oh, back to my prior thought, which I have been warned by certain fans that people are making a mountain out of a molehill because they don't like him with Charlie. But like I said, like all the evidence I'm showing you, mm-hmm. I'm happy to post this stuff. He's definitely involved with these people. Somebody who I was speaking with yesterday, because I did try to ask around, like, does anyone know what's going on with Shawn Mendes? Like, so I did ask around to people like, you know, have you heard anything of what's going on with Shawn Mendes? And people didn't know, but they did say that he has been really depressed, like over the past couple of years. He took a step back from music when his last concert wasn't selling. I think people suspected that that was the reason he took a step back. I think it was as well. The tickets weren't selling and he was like, oh no, like,
what's happening?
Am I over? So he started acting and that really hasn't taken off. So my point is, like, is he a little lost right now? And does that make him more susceptible to being influenced by a group of people that might not have the best intentions?
Fair.
I'm saying yes, that I think based on hearing from the fans that this is a possibility. Now, I will also say that fans have pointed out that blind items about this have been posted since January. This isn't like a new thing. And I've heard about it. People have asked me about it. People have come to me about it. But when the fans produced evidence that I could see, like the pictures and the fact that he is associating himself with people that are part of this church, then I could say, okay, this might be possible. It's not just a crazy theory. But this has been a long time in the making.
Like
is my
the
point.
Whole year.
Yeah, the yeah. whole year. Right. It's not just now. I'm just talking about it now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you guys, I don't know. Like, and a lot of fans are worried. You know, Shawn Mendes has a, you know, he might not have put out any new music, but he has a very large fan base. Mm-hmm. I hear from people in the industry or people who have come in contact with him. He's a really, really nice person. And, you know, he's a big part of the lexicon of this account. I don't know if you guys remember, but he was one of our first nicknames, mm-hmm. Headband Coffee Mug, because during quarantine, he was seen taking walks with Camilla wearing a headband and carrying a coffee mug. So somebody just one day was like, oh, have you seen Headband Coffee Mug lately? And I was like, wait, who? And they were like, Shawn Mendes. And I was like, that's fucking hilarious. So then I posted it and people just started calling him that. By the way, he's also who people refer to as my boss, because during the same time of Headband Coffee Mug, the fans went on Tumblr and made up this rumor that he bought the Demois account. And that's why I stopped posting about him. Because probably in the beginning of the account, I was posting a lot of the crazy rumors that were going around about Shawn Mendes. I didn't really know much about him. And then as the account continued on, I don't know, I kind of like warmed up to him. I heard he was such a nice kid. So that's why I really stopped posting the crazy rumors. It had nothing to do with Shawn Mendes buying the Demois account.
Yeah, that's absurd, guys.
It was just that he kind of like grew on me. And he just seems like he has like a nice warm soul.
Yeah, I agree with that. So hopefully he's okay out there. Hopefully whatever he's involved in is a positive thing for him.
Right. And hopefully nobody is trying to take advantage of him.
Right.
And also, I should mention that the fans have discovered that Charlie, whether it's a girlfriend, I have heard from people who have seen them with their own eyes that they are affectionate towards each other. There is PDA. So it's obviously more than just a friend. I don't know if it's a girlfriend, but it's obviously more than a friend. But the fans discovered that she started a GoFundMe.
For what?
For, she has ailments. She has rheumatoid arthritis and a bunch of other things. I'm not exactly sure. She has some ailments, maybe some autoimmune issues. She started a GoFundMe. She was trying to raise $11,000. Someone sent me a screenshot. She had raised about $2,500 at the point of the screenshot. So I think that was a red flag for some people. Also about Charlie's GoFundMe, someone brought to my attention that some donations were in triple numbers, like $222. That's apparently a modern mystery school thing. This person continues, the cult is a huge pyramid scheme that preys on people who are lost or seeking something. I guess Sean's been pretty woo-woo for years. He's also seemingly opted for pseudo-medicine and mental health help in lieu of licensed doctors, something the cult encourages. Oh, and the GoFundMe states that Charlie doesn't have a green card, so she can't go back to the UK. That's odd, right? Is she supporting herself through the cult? Keep in mind, this was shared with me, and I can't vouch for any of it other than the GoFundMe. So yeah, this is all part of the fans' research. None of this is confirmed. I just feel like I need to continue to say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
None of this is confirmed, but all signs point to. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Ferris.
That's really sketchy.
Well,
I don't know if I was allowed to say that.
I mean, you could say whatever you want. It's your opinion.
My opinion is that's sketchy. I mean, listen, me being an empath, I hope she genuinely is okay. And this is, you know,
right,
something that she really needs. But like, I don't know, like the Hollywood in my mind, like the movies I'm making up in my mind right now of like, our cult needs money. Let me put out like a GoFundMe. Like that's where I was going.
I don't know.
But again, not real.
It's just your theory.
My thought.
Yeah. We're not saying that any of that is confirmed. Right. I'm just giving you guys all the facts as I receive them. And, you know, we'll hope that we hear something from Sean in the future.
Yep. Hi, Sean.
I don't think he's listening.
Oh, maybe he is. Okay.
Okay, what's next?
Topic number three is all about our good friend Safe Sex, John Mayer's dating life.
Ferris, what do you think one of the biggest health challenges?
Oh, for sure, weight management.
Exactly. Yo-yo dieting, losing weight, putting it back on.
Trying the latest fad, it not working.
Exactly.
Feeling like a failure.
Feeling like a failure is the worst feeling when it comes to weight loss.
And then getting discouraged.
What if I told you I knew of something that could help with this?
I would 100% want to know.
The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off.
That's amazing. And I love how it's over a year. That's so important for sustainability.
Exactly. The slow weight loss.
The slow burn.
Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row's partner handles all of the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting room.
That sounds amazing, especially for parents not having to leave home.
Or people that work.
Yeah.
Having to get that appointment.
How convenient.
Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year, like I said, with healthy lifestyle changes. It's important to note that you do have to pair both. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/do. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/DEUX. Okay, so people have been asking for the past like 2 months, like what's going on with safe sex? Like what's going on with John Mayer? By the way, John Mayer is safe sex. Let me just take this opportunity to explain that nickname because people still ask, just so we're all on the same page. Safe sex was given to John Mayer as a nickname a couple years ago during a period of time when I was receiving some DMs from people, old DMs. Well, the DMs were new, but the stories were old. It's nothing that's happened in current day. But John Mayer had allegedly asked women to go back to his green room or tour bus and perform sexy dances for him or striptease for him, and he would jerk off.
Super safe.
Yeah. So there was no penetration, and it was just him getting off to whatever they were doing for him or maybe to him. I'm not exactly sure. So I started calling him safe sex because there's no safer sex than not having it.
Correct. Do. Yeah. Correct.
So, and I've actually heard that he has heard of this nickname and he doesn't mind it. I mean, I don't know. I've actually feel like we've had some beef.
Yeah. Here and there.
Here and there. I've talked to my subs about it. I don't want to hash it up again. But
anyway, who is he dating? Is he dating anyone?
So I was just having a conversation with somebody yesterday. It wasn't even about John Mayer. And I just had a feeling that maybe this person could have some information because he's been so on the DL lately. So I said, you know, this might be a long shot, but do you know what's going on with John Mayer's dating life? And this person said he's currently single, but fucking everything that moves, or at least trying to. I think he was really in love with Cassie. And Cassie is Cassie David. This person said he wanted to make it official and she didn't want to because of Taylor Swift, which is a really weird reason. By the way, I've said this several times. I've had several people confirm this to me. John Mayer and Taylor Swift never even consummated their relationship.
Yeah, we had this whole conversation. Right. I remember it.
That's not to say that there wasn't emotion and feeling or relationship there. But I'm just saying, like, anyone who's been in a relationship or has been in a situationship, you know, once you cross that line and you have intimate relations with somebody, it does change the dynamic. Mm-hmm. The feelings change. Something shifts. So they didn't even get to experience that. And their relationship is notorious. And, you know, everyone knows about it. But yet there wasn't even any...
It's pretty wild, huh?
Intercourse. Safe sex. There you go.
Friggin' sex.
So for Cassie to use that as an excuse, or allegedly use that as an excuse for not being boyfriend and girlfriend with John, seems a little weird. To me, that sounds just like something she said because she wasn't feeling it and he was.
Man, that sucks.
It happens every day.
I know, but that sucks.
A lot of people also, every time it's Cassie's birthday and he like posts some very heartfelt birthday wish to her on his Instagram, I always get it forwarded to me like, what's going on with these two? What's going on with these two? I had said very long ago that I had heard that they had hooked up and it was nothing else. But apparently there were some real feelings involved. I didn't know that until I had this conversation with this person.
Okay. So that's it.
That's it.
All right.
That's a wrap. Who knows? Maybe in the future she'll come around.
He seems like a tough guy to nail down and impress. Like picky, maybe?
I would say picky to some degree. But there's obviously something about Cassie David that he is very attracted to. Mm-hmm. I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. But I would assume that she's probably really intelligent because I think that that's something that John admires.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In a partner. She's probably really funny, really witty. She probably is, and I'm just guessing this again, I never met her, but maybe she's a female version of him. Because I'm sure he considers himself all those things. You could tell by the way he talks.
Yeah, and carries himself.
That he definitely considers himself of high intellect.
That's good. It's a good thing.
Funny, witty. So I would imagine her being the same way.
Well, all right.
Don't you get that vibe from her?
A little bit.
Yeah. So that's all I have on John. But I just want to fill you guys in because I get asked every week. Usually I come up nuts. What's that saying? I come up.
Come up nuts? Come up nuts? What are you trying to say?
Come up something.
Come up.
Like come up with nothing. It's like a saying.
Come up short?
Yeah, I guess.
Come up nuts?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come up nuts.
Come up nuts. Okay.
What's next?
Okay. Our favorite Bengals quarterback. Only Bengals quarterback, actually. Joe Burrow. He has some engagement rumors.
Oh, God. Yeah. Every
week. Afloat to girlfriend. Yeah.
Every week. So,
Olivia.
I get asked about Joe Burrow every week. Let's rewind to the white party. Labor Day. Was it Labor Day?
Yeah.
Labor Day white party in the Hamptons. Someone had sent me a tip that he left the party with Brooks Nader's sister. They never said which one. Now, I'm sure people know, but I was confused because there are several sisters. So I don't know if all the sisters were at the party or if there was one. That's why everyone knows which one. But somebody very innocently was giving me a rundown of the party and they just happened to mention this. And people have not been able to let it go since September. Is that when Labor Day was?
Yeah.
So they keep bringing it up. Somebody messaged me yesterday because he came up in the Q&A and said, I have a mutual with Joe Burrow's rumored mistress and that mutual believes the rumor is true. And I got a little confused because they used the word mistress and I said, believe what's true? And this person says, our mutual heard that Joe and Grace and Nader have either hooked up or have been hooking up. So I'm curious if that's the Nader sister everyone thinks or if it's one of the other Nader sisters. There's another one, Sarah.
Sarah Jane. I assume. So Grace Ann and Sarah Jane, they are also models. Mary Holland, from what I can tell, works in finance. So it probably was slash is Grace or Sarah.
Okay. Well, that's beside the point. So I had heard independently of all this that he is not engaged. I heard that information in September. I didn't even realize it was November. So when people ask me, I'm like, no, he's not engaged. Somebody saw my answer and wrote in and said, your sources are wrong about Joe Burrow. His aunt was posting congratulatory videos of Liv. Liv is his girlfriend. I asked them for more information. They said that within the past 6 weeks, this person saw her wearing a ring. This person said they're a season ticket holder. It was after the team's bye week. That was the second to last week of October. So my info is a little older. Yes, my info is older. In September, I heard absolutely not engaged. This person also continues that Joe and Liv, I guess she's called Olivia, are building a larger third house near her parents. This person also continues. You could see Liv wearing the ring on multiple posts from his relatives' social media. Olivia is wearing it out in the open. I am positive they are engaged. Okay, so I obviously went back to my September source and I said, are they engaged or not? This person still says no. This person says yes. I don't know what to tell you guys. I don't know. It's of extreme interest. Mm-hmm. To the fans. Mm-hmm. Is he or isn't he engaged? And I, at this point, I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, I feel like people like the person that whose statement I just read, they really observe what's going on social media and not only his social media, but obviously his relative's social media. So maybe my source is wrong.
I mean, who knows? Again, it's one of those things that we'll never know. I mean, they've been together for quite a long time. And I think we'll just have to wait and see. It's one of those situations.
Okay, Ferris, what's next after Joe Burrow?
Yes. So Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny, are they or aren't they?
When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it
Does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU.
Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do. And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. Okay, so this is a continuation of last week. Also, shout out to the fans for really being online detectives. And when they come with proof, they really sell me. I have to say, like, I get a lot of theories. I get a lot of submissions. But when people have proof and the proof is pictures, it's hard to ignore.
Of course.
That they're onto something. Yeah. So this is one of those instances. Last week on the podcast, I reported that I had heard that Kendall and Bad Bunny have drifted apart. People were wondering, when was the last time they were together? By the way, I clipped a part of that conversation from last week and everyone said I was yelling. And I just want to go on record to say that's not really me yelling. If you guys want to know what I'm talking about, you can listen to the reel that's on Instagram or the TikTok on Instagram with Bad Bunny and Kendall in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's not me yelling.
No.
You've heard me yell.
Yeah, I've heard you yell.
I mean, I was raising
on more
my
than one
voice.
Occasion.
but I want to say, like, I didn't even think I was
you
yelling.
Were, okay, we'll just say you were passionately expressing yourself. How about that?
I was passionately expressing myself there about PR relationships, not about Kendall and Bad Bunny. And unfortunately, people just listen to the clip and they think that's what it's about.
Yeah, and in your defense, you have to understand, listeners, like, you get a lot of, I guess, conspiracy theories or PR theories.
Yes.
So this isn't like a one-off. This is like you hear it every single day,
which is why I think I was getting heated about it.
Banging your head against the wall.
Exactly.
So that's where the passionate expression comes in. Everybody.
Exactly. And that's why I called everyone clowns. But the clown thing was also a nod to wink, wink, the clown emoji heard around the world.
Why do you have to bring that back up?
I don't know, because that's what I said, clown.
Okay, so Kendall and Bad Bunny. So what do we have?
People wanted to know when they were last together. Somebody wrote in after the episode last week and said that Bad Bunny was in the background of one of Kendall's friends' lives on November 10th. And in fact, again, love the picture evidence. There was picture evidence supporting this. I could post it to the main IG stories if you want. If you're a subscriber, it's in highlights. I think I was explaining it there, or maybe it was on the main feed. Sometimes I get confused. Sorry about that. Anyway, I digress. Somebody wrote in and said, it is correct that Bad Bunny went on live via Kendall's friend on November 10th, but his ex-girlfriend, Gabriella, came to Los Angeles on the following Monday and stayed at his house, and she posted on Instagram an invitation to a Cult Gaia event, and in the background was his house. That same day, Kendall posted the following quote. This was on her feed on November 14th. She posted a picture of the sunset with the caption that read, "What's meant for me will simply find me." That is the caption. It's on her feed. I don't know if she's since deleted it. I have a screenshot. So basically, this person is saying that Bad Bunny's ex-girlfriend posted from his house, and that same day, Kendall posted this quote.
It's like an ambiguous subliminal message.
Yeah, exactly. Now, fans know this because they've told me Bad Bunny has never stopped having a relationship with his ex. Now, I don't know what kind of relationship. Maybe they're just good friends. She was coming to LA. She needed a place to stay. I'm sure some fans will say it's more than that. Mm-hmm. Also, I do want to mention, I did ask this person how they knew that the ex was at Bad Bunny's house, and they sent me photographic evidence of her posts, of the ex's posts, and then they showed me a picture of Bad Bunny's house, and the background was the same. It was on a deck, and it was the same exact deck, like you could tell. So she was, in fact, there. I'm sure fans all know this. I'm just explaining for people who aren't necessarily that in tuned to what everyone is doing on social media. This person also continues that Kendall's friends, Harry Hudson and Lauren Perez, were in attendance at the Cult Gaia event. Gabriella left on Wednesday to go back to Puerto Rico. Kendall's friends, Travis Bennett and Zach Bia, unfollowed Bad Bunny by Tuesday evening. Now, I don't have photographic evidence of that, so they might have refollowed by now. But this person, who obviously has a lot of information, said they unfollowed Bad Bunny on Tuesday. Zach was the DJ at Kendall's Halloween party and was still following Bad Bunny then. Gabriella still lives at Bad Bunny's house in Puerto Rico, and they still share a dog. See, that's what I mean. So everybody knows that they're still
involved with one another
right. In some way. Maybe that doesn't sit right with Kendall. Maybe she's like, I want to be the only woman in your life.
So they've been together, let's remind everybody, they started seeing each other when?
The beginning of this year.
Right. So that's been quite a while.
Right.
As we, near the end of 2023. So yeah, I think that tracks. That makes sense. Like, maybe she wanted to take the next step, and she's uncomfortable with the fact that he's still so heavily involved with her.
Right. I also heard from sources who are kind of like in that Hollywood scene that this is very typical of Kendall to date someone and then have it fizzle out. So it also could be her and have nothing to do with the ex-girlfriend.
Right. But the fact that her friends unfollowed him.
Right. During the same week that she was at the event and at his house.
Right. That's like, did he was there a misstep in there?
Right.
Yes, are they pissed for her?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind everyone, I do have pictures. I'm happy to post them if you want to see. But it does, in fact, show that she was at his house. And maybe that did bother Kendall.
All right.
Okay. And we don't know if they're broken up officially, though. Right. I do want to say that. We don't know if it's official.
Right. Okay. Our next topic involves Corey Perry and Connor Bedard. Both play hockey for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Okay, so there is a rumor going around that Perry slept with Bedard's mom during a mom's weekend at the beginning of November, like a hockey mom's weekend. I guess like all the hockey moms get together, have some sort of like event. Whoa. So the rumor is that Corey slept with Connor's mom. Now, the person who told me this is true, I believe them. Obviously, I can't confirm if it's true, but I believe my source. The rumor went around. It was shut down. But again, I'm going with what my source said. Since I posted it, I did get some follow-up information from you guys. Somebody submitted a message. Anon, please. NHL player accused of cheating is a cheater. This is not his first time. That's not shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else wrote in and said, Perry, sleeping with married women is something he and his former teammate both do. I don't know which former teammate they're referring to. Somebody else wrote in and said, regarding Corey Perry, it wasn't Bedard's mom, but a female staffer, and the organization is very fragile right now. Now, since the rumor came out, he took a leave of absence from the team. Okay. And people, he didn't give a reason. People were wondering why. Since this morning, I heard that actually the NHL are trying to terminate his contract altogether. So it's not a leave. It's a, you're out of here.
How would that work, though? If it's a contract, it's a legally bound.
I mean, whatever went on behind the scenes. So they're denying it. They're denying that there was anything between...
They meaning who? The NHL?
The NHL. People are messaging me like, you know, every journalist on Twitter is saying this isn't true, that it's a rumor. Like, yeah, it's a rumor, but I heard it was true. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how else to say it. I feel bad for the kid. Connor Bedard is only 18 years old.
Oh, yeah. Wow. See, I don't know anything.
Yeah, so you're thinking
I
that
need
like,
you to
and
paint.
Corey Perry is also older. So he's okay. Actually... probably close in age to Bedard's mom.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
It's not a cougar situation. Okay. It's more of like.
It's like.
You're
age,
fucking over.
Age peers. Like they're the same age.
Yeah. But okay. It's more like a Stifler's mom. Like.
Right. That's literally exactly what popped into my mind when you said that.
Stifler's mom.
Very much.
Stifler's mom, but age so, peers.
Age peers. Wow. Connor's a youngin.
Yeah. It's.
Oh,
feel bad for him.
He must not be too happy with his teammate, Corey.
Well, that's the whole thing. So I think it's like he violated, you know, like an mm-hmm. unspoken teammate rule. And maybe that's why he's getting the boot.
Teammate code.
Oh, you man. Don't fuck.
Don't fuck my mom.
Don't fuck my mom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's the rumor. I just wanted to sort of talk it out a little bit, because since I posted that I heard it was true, I'm now receiving more information trickle in. I mean, I don't know if people know this, but the Des Moines readership is really interested in hockey.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They love sports in general. I would say like hockey, football are the two main ones.
Soccer.
No, not really.
American soccer.
No, not American soccer. Hockey and football, I would say, are the two main ones. And then... golf, tennis, like people don't ask about basketball players.
Or baseball.
Baseball, but they don't, isn't it weird? I don't get a lot of asks about basketball players because I think it's just kind of known that they're all players on and off the court.
Ooh.
You like what I did there?
I like that.
But hockey, I don't know. Hockey, football, like people are thirsty for any sort of gossip regarding hockey players and football players. So, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, this is what I heard. I believe it to be true. It is a rumor. It's not confirmed. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you,
peace
man.
Peace be with
Connor.
You, Connor. Connor Bedard.
Connor, keep you in our thoughts over here.
So that's it for topics. I have a couple blind items that people submitted. I don't have the answers. They came hot off the presses.
Ooh.
Hot off the presses here, blind items. Here.
Hand it over. What are you waiting for? Put some wheels on those shoes.
Somebody says, this is submitted in the Q&A. British pop star is expecting his first child with Canadian girlfriend. I have no fucking idea. But I know you guys will get this in 2 seconds. I have no idea who that is.
British pop star?
Yeah.
Canadian girlfriend.
Yeah. Don't even try. Someone says, Anon, please. Truth. Pedro, the owner of the coffee shop Community Goods, is a cheater. He cheated on a big model for 9 months of their relationship. So this person wants us to boycott Community Goods.
Ooh.
Now, if you live in Los Angeles or are a super avid DeMar reader. We have posted about Community Goods. It is a coffee shop in LA that is frequented by the hip and famous young crowd.
Hip and famous.
Hip and famous young crowd. I'm dying to know what who the model is. Like the owner, what up, Pedro, never heard of you. But who's the model? Who's the big model he dated for 9 months?
I don't know.
I have one last blind item to end the episode. This one I'm going to write off the cuff, live, right here. Because somebody told it to me in a DM. And I said, holy shit, can I post that? And they said, make it a blind item. Okay, so here we go. This A-list young pop star slash singer. Young. Is allegedly engaged to her non-celebrity boyfriend. Their relationship is very new. This person also doesn't think the engagement will last. So I don't know if this will ever make it out into the public or make it out into headlines. But we're talking very famous. And it would be shocking. And she's young.
Huh.
What did you just Google? Young singers?
A-list singers.
Oh, she's on that list.
Oh,
just start rattling.
Okay. Billie Eilish.
I'm not saying yes or no. Just rattle.
Okay. Billie Eilish. Miley Cyrus. That wouldn't be right. You said she's on the
list. Oh, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Bruno Mars.
Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Dua Lipa.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson.
No.
J-Lo. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo. Doja Cat.
This wouldn't be right. Olivia wouldn't be right. She's way too young.
I'm not revealing because, again, I don't know if it'll even ever come out, but I thought it was interesting.
Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Well,
okay.
There you go.
Mm.
There you have it. That's a wrap. Thanks for joining us. It's been nice having you.
Very nice having you. We'll see you again in the newsroom.
We'll see you next week in the newsroom.
Over and out.
No, I don't know.
Over and out. We're not truckers. Over and out.
What do they say in the newsroom? That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Put it to print.
Shut off the machines there. Spencer.
Danny's like, enough. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This has been a production of Cadence 13, an Odyssey studio. New episodes of Do You will air every Thursday. See you next week.